Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, Catherine. My name is Jeremy Perlman. We're speaking on a recorded line in regards to the Depot Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
That is good.
And yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. And you would like to see if you do meet the criteria to participate, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you, that is correct?
That is correct.
All right. And then you can affirm you do not already have an attorney or signed any documents, that is correct?
I have not, yes. You're correct.
All right. And you're filing this claim for yourself. And you are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
That is correct.
And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Provera for 1 year?
Yes.
All right. And was that meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
And what is the date of diagnosis?
That date was, let me think here for a second. It was almost 8 years ago. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I should have wrote everything down so I would be just so smart.
Very good. Take your time.
It was 6 or 7 months after taking it, and that's when I was diagnosed. So I'm going to guess that was October.
Okay. Of what year?
Let's see. It would be... So it was 07, so that would be 06.
Okay.
If I'm doing my math right.
No, you're good.
It was 06. I can't even think straight to think of how I would go backwards.
No, you're good. Roughly, okay. It would have been around October of 2006.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that would be, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And then you did take the Depot Provera for at least 1 year minimum, that is correct?
Well, I took it for, I took one injection every 3 months for about 8 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
When
so
did
it
you?
It was,
one injection every 3 months. And then you can confirm you had four injections prior to the diagnosis, correct?
Right.
Okay. And what were the years you took it for? When roughly.
It was from 1999 to 2007.
Okay. All right. And what is your date of birth?
March 6, 1958.
1958. Okay. And then were any loved ones affected by the Depot Provera as well? Later
no,
diagnosed?
No, it was myself.
No. Okay. No worries. And it was the brand name Depot Provera, I take it?
Yes, it wasn't generic. It was the real stuff.
I gotcha. By Pfizer.
And yeah, I was just trying to think of how just to make sure I had that date right, but I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah, to the best of your knowledge, I just put
March,
October of 2006.
Okay.
It just has to be a rough estimate. No worries. And
okay.
Then. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female. That's funny.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. And then Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, yep.
Okay. And then last name, Power, P-O-W-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then email I have for you is powercatherine828@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And is this the cell phone we're speaking on, the number ending in 7356?
Yes, that's my only phone I have, so, yeah.
All right. And then when the lawyers reach out to you, would you want them to call you morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably the afternoon, or, you know, after 11, say.
Okay, yeah, I'll put afternoon on here. No worries. And then what is your best physical address?
It is 66395 Granada Ave, number 2, in Desert Hot Springs, 92276.
92276.
Oh, no. That was my old address. I'm sorry, 92240.
Okay, no worries. Okay, there we go. Yep, Granada Avenue, number 2. And this is an apartment or a condo?
It's a
family.
duplex.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
1 second. 'Desert Hot Springs. There we go. The number 2 wasn't letting me put it in there. There we go. You're right off Palm Drive and Granada Avenue, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. And the depot, is that administered by a doctor, the staff?
It was by my family doctor.
Okay. All right. So the doctor himself. And then to your estimation, how many times in your life would you say you were injected with the Depo Provera? 10, 20, 30?
I'd have to do the math again.
No, you can give it just a rough, just a rough estimate.
About 8 years, so every
about
3 months, so that'd be
four times a year. 8 times.
So
about 32.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, so 4 times a year.
Yep, about 32 over 8 years. Yep, 32. And then, what is the hospital's name, or the doctor's office name, or the doctor's name?
Well, the doctor's office, let's see if I can.
Where it was administered. I can, if you give me the address, I can look it up, the name, I can find it.
I'm trying to think.
You're good. No worries.
What is, his name is Dr. David Morris.
Doctor.
Because it's my family doctor.
Oh, okay.
And it was on Sunrise and Palm Springs.
I found it. I see it. Yep.
Okay, perfect.
David Morris, 1695 North Sunrise Way in Palm Springs.
Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. I knew the street, but I couldn't remember the exact
number. No, you're good.
Number, but,
you don't have
yeah.
to know it. Yeah. As long as you know it's right where it was, that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's where it was administered. Let me put that down.
Okay.
David Morris. 760. And he's the one that prescribed it as well, I take it, correct? Same one that administered?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put the number there. What pharmacy do you go to?
Walgreens. Right here in Desert Hot Springs.
Desert Hot Springs. 14001 Palm Drive.
Yeah, it's the only one out here.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's not too many out there. Are you
You're
having
familiar
that?
With the area?
I'm in Irvine, so I know that.
Oh,
I've been
okay.
down there a few times. Is it windy for you today or no?
So windy. I have a solar panel, and I use that for a lot of my electricity, and it blew it right off.
Oh, roof. Really? Oh, man.
Yeah. I think they said it was like 35 to 45 miles per hour. You couldn't even see anything. It was so full of dust.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Yeah, by me in Orange County, it's only like 10 to, I think, maybe 15, but it's you know, bad, but double that, I couldn't imagine. LA is like that too right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I heard, and I heard there was a really bad fire going on. I saw it on the internet with people taking out the horses, and there were embers flying everywhere, and they were just letting them loose.
Yeah, it was. I think it's in Pacific Palisades or something like that.
Right.
That's scary.
It's just, it is frightening because when they were showing the thing, on the news, it was showing the fire was right there with the people walking to get away.
Yeah, some of my coworkers were earlier were saying that it's there's websites saying that a bunch of houses there burned down. It's just sad, that, you know, sucks. And
it is
then
so sad.
Yeah.
And
for
the Santa Ana.
Oh, that's what called the winds.
Okay.
No, you're good. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, we got off track. And then. No, you're good. And then the method of diagnosis for the meningioma, was it through CT scan, MRI, or both, or also biopsy?
It was an MRI and then also a biopsy, but they watched for, I'd say about a year,
Okay.
watching and getting the scan just to monitor the tumor as it was moving and shaking around in my head there.
I gotcha.
It was, so they monitored it before
Where
they
did
did
the
anything.
where was the what was the hospital's name you were diagnosed or treated at? It's called
Desert Regional,
Desert Regional.
downtown Palm Springs.
Indian Canyon Drive.
Yep.
Okay. I found it. One second. And then I will be able to, I'm not sure if I'll be able to send you the documents today, but we will see. If anything, I will send them to you tomorrow morning at whenever's the best. I'm going to text you from my direct number. And then,
Okay.
was it a neurologist you saw?
Yes,
Okay.
it was a real nice doctor.
That's good.
She and it was she, so that was
Oh, okay.
perfect.
Yeah, I'm like that too. I'd depending on what it is, I'm like I'd rather see a male or female, depending on, but I know how that is. And then,
Yeah. Her name. Would you like her name?
Yeah, this is the diagnosing doctor.
Her name is Dr. Jessica Shields.
Jessica Shields.
And she is a neurologist.
Neurology. Okay. All right. She is at Desert Regional. Okay. Okay. And then she's the same one that treated you, Dr. Jessica Shields. Okay. All
Yes.
right. Oops. Dr. Jessica Shields. What treatments did you receive for the meningioma?
I received steroids and the surgery.
Surgery. Okay.
Yeah, so they did the monitoring, and then they did the surgery, and then I took the steroids.
Okay, I gotcha.
And it was dexamethasone is the steroid I took.
Right, no worry. All right. And then, were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yeah, it was I think I was in there for 3 days.
Okay. What was the dates roughly? Was it around when you were diagnosed?
The treatment date was September 24th, and then I had the surgery March 30th, and that was 2007 is when the treatment was, and
Okay.
then the surgery was in 2008.
Surgery was in 2008. Okay. September 24th, 2007 was when the surgery was.
That was what
I mean, I'm
when they
sorry, the
started the
treatment date.
treatment.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had that. I
Yeah.
didn't put a comma. That's my fault.
That's
Comma.
okay. And then March 30th, 2008 is when I had the surgery.
Okay. Okay. And there are medical records that do exist, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the hospitalization date, it just is what dates were you hospitalized on. I'll just put March 30th, 2008 to about April 3rd or something.
Yeah, so for 3 days.
Okay, March 30th, 2008. I'll put to about April 2nd. I'll put to April 3rd just to be safe.
Okay.
2008. 4:30. I'm sorry. 3:30. 4:03. And then, would you like to add an emergency contact on in regards to this?
No,
Okay.
because I don't believe I have anybody I would want on them.
I get
But
it.
thank
No
you for
worries.
asking. I
Yeah, no.
know my family is, I'm the only one left except for a sister that I don't talk to, so no.
I know how that is.
There's nobody.
I have a only one left for me is my mother, so I understand that, and she's getting up there. And
I know
then
my mom died in 2016, so.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my father passed a few years ago. I know how that it's yeah, it's hard to deal with.
It is very, it's the family that after somebody passes, they're the ones that are hard to deal with.
Actually,
You
yeah,
know, they're.
that's very, yeah, no, that's super, that's so true because I totally agree. My aunt, my dad's sister doesn't like my mother, so you know, it's a whole, you know, that's a mess how
It
family
makes
is.
it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's terrible. Okay.
Catherine is, I'm gonna text you from my direct number right now just because
Okay.
we are at the cap for today on the ones we can send, but I'm still gonna confirm everything with you. I can send this to you
Okay.
tomorrow at 8 a.m. So that's what I'll do. Let me send you a
Okay.
text though first so you have my number just so you know the number I'll be calling from tomorrow. Catherine's
Okay,
Jeremy
you got it.
Perlman in regards to the depot. Let me put it like this, depot Provera lawsuit. This is my direct number. I'll be calling you from tomorrow. Does I know you said in the afternoon, so around like 10 or 11, would that be? Because I know we're both in California,
Yeah,
that'd
that's
be a better
fine.
time. Okay, tomorrow at.
I think 10 or 11 should be just fine. I'm trying to think of what I was doing tomorrow, but I don't think I'm doing anything, so that
Only
would be perfect.
thing I'm going to do is send you basically a DocuSign. It'll literally take us probably 30 seconds. You just have to sign it. It's basically giving the attorneys permission to pull your records. You probably can do it without me on the phone, but I'll still send it to you and then I'll call you at like 10. But you just have to
Okay,
complete it,
perfect.
and then let me send you this text just so you have my number at around 10:30 a.m. I'll send the documents right at 8 a.m. or so, though.
Okay.
Let me send you this. So you get a text right now from a 949 number. That is my direct
Okay.
number.
Okay.
And then I'll also get the. Here, let me do this. What is the last? I will need your social for this. What is the last four?
4728.
4728. Okay.
4728, yeah.
4728. Okay, I got that. Yeah, I didn't want to forget, and then I did forget to ask you, and then I sent it without that, because then I would have to call you back and redo it. So,
Okay.
let me confirm everything, like just the dates and stuff with you, and then I
Okay.
will save this, and then I will. You got that text from that 949 number as well, correct?
Yep, it just came through.
Okay,
Yes,
okay.
it
That'll
came
be the
through.
number I will call you from tomorrow at like around 10:15 or so probably. And then
Okay.
let me confirm everything so the paperwork is ready to send you tomorrow. I'll send it right at 8 though.
Okay.
You would like to, of course, participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney, and you can affirm you did not sign any documents in regards to this. That is correct.
That is correct.
All right. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct.
That is correct.
All right. And then, Catherine, roughly the date of diagnosis would have been October of 2006.
I'm gonna get, yeah, because I had the surgery in 2008, diagnosed in oh my God, I'm gonna guess that that's right because
Yeah.
it
Do you feel,
was six
do you?
about 6 months before I was diagnosed is when I started getting.
The all the
That's
symptoms.
when yeah,
I
that's when I
see.
was noticing the symptoms.
Right.
So
Okay. I
I'm just
it would have been around
doing my
2000,
math and it's
late 2006 or early
yeah.
2007.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for it just needs to be a rough date. So best to your knowledge, October of 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. Diagnosis. And then your birthday, of course, is March 6, 1958.
Yes.
All right. And then you did take the Pfizer brand name Depo-Provera, used the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and then you had four injections prior to your diagnosis within 1 year. That is correct.
Correct.
And then you, of course, used the Depo-Provera sometime between 92 and current day, and used it 1999 to 2007 or so, correct?
Right, that's
For about
correct.
8 years. And then you are, of course, a female, Catherine, Catherine, last name Power, Power. That is all correct. And then last
That
four,
is all correct.
is 4728.
Yes.
Okay. And then email is powercatherine828@gmail.com. And then this is the best number to reach you on 442-434-7356. And it's a cell phone.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, the documents I'm going to send
That's
them
not.
to email and text tomorrow at 8, so that'll help me. I'll send them.
Okay.
And then address to confirm is 66395 Granada Avenue, number 2, Desert Hot Springs, 92240.
Exactly.
And that's Riverside County, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then the doctor was the one that administered the depot. It was about 32 times. It was administered about over 8 years, about 4 times per year. Dr. David Morris mm-hmm. was the one who administered it and prescribed it. And this is at 1695 mm-hmm. North Sunrise Way in Palm Springs.
Exactly.
All right. And then the Walgreens Pharmacy is where you go on Palm Drive. And then the meningioma mm-hmm. was diagnosed through MRI and then also through biopsy.
Right.
All right. And then diagnosing and treating doctor was Dr. Jessica Shields, and she was at Desert Region Medical Center on 1150 North Indian Canyon Drive in Palm Springs.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were hospitalized for meningioma, and then we put the hospitalization date just roughly as 3/30/2008 to about April 3rd of 2008.
Right.
And then the treatment date, it started around September 24th of 2007, and then the surgery is March 30th of 2008.
Right.
And then, of course, there are medical records that do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That is everything okay. confirmed. And then usually we're not at the cap, so I would be able to send you the documents and walk you through them right now. We're at the cap for uh-huh. the day. We've helped a lot of people out today, so that is why. But like I said, I will call you tomorrow at 10, or you can call me even before 10. If you're up earlier, call me on that 949
okay.
number. You'll probably okay. see a message from DocuSign. It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign at like 8 in the morning, maybe 8:30. That'll okay. be from me, and that'll be these documents. But yeah,
okay.
if you do have any
so
questions,
when I get them, I'll, mm-hmm. no, yeah. but when I get them, I will call you.
Yeah, you can either call me or you can just click on the link and complete it. But I will be the one who will
okay.
be sending them. So
okay.
if you call me, I'll be here. So if you get the documents, it's definitely me sending them to you.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just
want to say thank you because you've been so kind, because sometimes it's hard to go back.
No,
you
I totally
don't ever
get it.
Want to go back. You
no,
go
I know.
Forward,
the
and
history
so, thank
is
you.
Easier to forget than to remember. And
yeah.
no, I would like to say thank you as well, because you're very sweet and nice. And I'm very sorry for what you're going through with in regards to the Depo Provera, because it could have very well caused this.
Right. Well, it's the way life goes sometimes,
yeah,
and you just do what you got to do.
Yeah,
but,
I know, but it's still, it's you know.
I'm alive.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I tell everybody, too, that it's a headache, literally mm-hmm. and figuratively, but at least you are, you know, still here with us. And then,
right.
And then David Morris, I accidentally deleted his number. Whoops, I'm glad I was looking through this again. Okay, and then, yeah, I will call you. Will you be up at 8 tomorrow or 9? Because if you will, we can do it then. I would rather wait till 10 because I know you said that earlier.
Well, sometimes I can't sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
so I stay up too long, and then
I can't wake up
in
yeah.
the morning.
No,
but
I
want to get up in the morning because I have
no.
things to do.
No,
so
I understand. I'm the same way.
Trying.
My cat's the one who wakes me up.
It.
He starts knocking. He starts knocking
chihuahua.
Stuff over. Okay, I have a I have a Karen Terrier Chihuahua mix.
Oh my goodness! So is it wiry looking, like wire hair?
It kind of looks like Toto from Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. How cool! Mine are Minkin Chihuahua mix, and they're
okay.
teacups.
Okay, they're really small.
So they're teeny tiny, and
yeah.
they wake me up by they get under the covers, and then they keep on licking at my face, telling me it's time we have to go to the bathroom.
That's funny. Yeah, my dog when she gets up, we have. So you can hear her toes on the floor go, and that's always been mm-hmm. like, oh, I got to let her out. But
oh my. I cats love are, cats, though. That's my favorite.
I love my cat, too, except 4 to 5 a.m. is the only time I don't like him, because he starts knocking stuff over. He wants food. And that's every other time, though, he's nice and we'll cuddle. But that's, yeah. But you have my number. I will send you these tomorrow. Uh-huh. I'll wait till like 10 or 11 to call you, because I don't want – there's no – it's not – we can just complete it tomorrow and then it's good. Like I said,
okay.
it should only take a few minutes.
If I get up earlier, I will text you. Can I text on
yeah.
your phone number?
Yes, you can text that number.
I'll text you and say I'm awake, mm-hmm. and then you can just call me when it's convenient for you then.
Yeah.
But at least then you know I'm awake.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you right at 8. You'll probably get a text message mm-hmm. notification like at 8 or 8:10, and then – just text me or call me whenever you're up. Or if you complete it, complete it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Catherine.
You got
I will call you tomorrow at around 10 a.m. or so. Okay. If I don't hear from you.
Okay.
All right.
And Thank you so much again.
Of course. You have a wonderful day and thank you for your time. And I will send these to you right at around 8 to 8:05 tomorrow in the morning. And then I'll call you around 10.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Of course. Speak with you,
you
tomorrow.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.